God told us what we were working with when he called this generation a perverse generation. He said they're faithless and a perverse generation. How long will salvation be with you? How long will the opportunity to be saved be at your forefront? And you just keep on looking past Jesus. Don't do that, saints. Please don't do that. Don't let salvation be so close to your face. And you keep on looking past Jesus and looking for another. There is no other. Scripture says that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now let's look at the next bullet, Israel's response. Israel's response. And that's taken from Psalms 106. And 7, 13, and 21. Now, the writer in Psalm is given an account for what Israel went through to come out of bondage. What Israel went through to come out of bondage is almost like a summary of Psalms 106. And I pulled out three verses because we know what happened. They cried out for many years for Jesus to deliver them. That's in Exodus, I believe, chapter number 1, all the way through 3. It gives an account of what happened to them. They went to a place that they were not told not to go. Lord told them, do not leave from the land of promise. And because of a famine, they went to Egypt, not to get food, but to settle in. Right? Isn't that something? You would think on the outskirts that they were going there to get food, and they would have been glad to go back where they were told to go at. But they got to Egypt and settled. Egypt became comfortable for them. And scripture declares that a new Pharaoh rose that didn't know Joseph. And he had a different plan for Israel or Jacob's descendants. Now, what he did, he enslaved them. And part of that act was to kill off the sons, to rape the women, and to make them work hard. We would say with dirt and straw, with mud and straw. Made them work real hard. And they worked like that for over 400 years. 400 years that people were in bondage like that. And they cried out for deliverance. They cried out. And Jesus brought them out with many signs and many wonders. All right? But then when you look at verse, let's go on over to y'all in Psalm 106.
Yeah.
Go on to Psalm 106 and look at verse number 1.
Praise ye the Lord. Open thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. With mercy endures forever.
Yes.
Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they.
You all, do y'all know that that's what testimony service is?
Yes.
When you're testifying, that's all you're doing is sharing the mighty acts of Jesus in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're letting other people know that Jesus is still working.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
We're living in a land where you're not going to, the world is not going to tell you that Jesus is working.
Right.
The world is not going to share the goodness and the mercy of Jesus. You don't hear that on the news. You don't hear that on the news where somebody say someone almost got carjacked, but then it didn't work and the robber went off and the person's life was spared. You don't hear the news jump on and say, look at the mercy of Jesus. Even in the midst of sin, even in the midst of death, even in the midst of Satan's attack, Jesus is still merciful, right? You hear fire. You don't hear that about when people talk about what the fireman did. Fireman put out the fire. Fireman rescued the people in the fire. And they don't talk about, look at the mercy of Jesus. Look how merciful Jesus is that he didn't allow anybody to die in that flame, right? You don't hear that. Well, when you come to church, When you come to church, it is an opportunity for you to testify, to make known the deeds of Jesus, so that those that come in can know that the Lord is still working, that Jesus is still to be praised. Right? That's true. When we say it's time to praise the Lord, we're not trying to punish you. We're not trying to make you feel uncomfortable. We're letting you know it's time for you to stop and think about everything Jesus did for you from the last time you were in service to this time. You say, well, the Scudder, we were just here yesterday. Well, I know the Lord did something between the time I last saw you to the time that I saw you this morning. Right? And he is reminding you that he is to be praised. Right? That's right. Jesus wants praise. Jesus wants you to acknowledge what he has done for you. Right? Come on, that's true. And he wants you to acknowledge what he has done for you by you telling him thank you. Right? Come on, that's true. You realize that he doesn't owe you anything. Jesus doesn't owe us anything. He didn't owe us to wake us up this morning. He didn't owe us the activities of our limbs. He didn't owe you for you to be able to put your clothes on by yourself. He didn't owe you none of that. He did all of that because he's gracious and he's merciful. You realize he could still let you be here on the land, in the land of the living, but you could be laid up on your back somewhere without even being able to move, paralyzed, right? But he's gracious and he's merciful. That's right. I know that that's what the world will respond. They don't understand the mercy of Jesus. They don't understand every time you come and you they say you sound like a broken record. Every time I see you and hear you, you keep telling me the same thing. Well, they don't understand the mercy of Jesus. They don't understand how gracious Jesus is. It is up to you to remind them. Say, look, you don't understand how close to death you were. You don't understand really what could have been the outcome. If the righteous were not praying, if Jesus was not merciful to you because of another person standing with Jesus, don't y'all realize the Lord knows the desires of your heart? You don't serve a cold God. You serve a very loving and a compassionate. He's very loving and compassionate. He cares about us. He cares about the things that we care about. I don't think we grasp that concept. You know, and that's an issue we're struggling with in our home right now. You know, because we got grown ups in our home, and the grown ups are living. They're trying to find life, but I want them to understand. Look, I don't care where you go at. You're gonna need the mercy of Jesus. I don't care how far off in life you go. I don't care what your ambitions. You know, your zeal tries to take you to say, I want to experience this. I want to see this. I want to see what it's like. I don't care where you go. You're going to need the mercy of Jesus. Because without him, you can't do nothing. You cannot do nothing without Jesus. Without the Lord's breath in your body, you can't do anything. If the Lord don't give you the ability to move, you can't move. I know that and I believe that. We've been living around a group of people that don't believe that. These people think that they're doing things on their own. They think they don't need Jesus. They don't think to pray. They don't think to say thank you, Jesus. That don't even cross their mind. You know, when the Lord come by and touch your body and deliver you, and you realize how you will say, Jesus, I thank you for what you did. There's people out there, the Lord do the same thing for them, and they don't even say thank you to Jesus. That ain't nothing new. Look at them lepers that the Lord healed. Lord touched their body. And not all of them didn't go back and thank. Only one had a mind to go back and thank Jesus. And so you in the minority. This is not a popular thing. I know the world like to put it out there. They show you all these clips on television, on the social media, where people be praising the Lord. But these folk don't really know Jesus. How are you going to thank Jesus and you don't even know who he is? How are you going to direct gratitude to Jesus the way he deserves it and you don't even know that Jesus Christ is God? Huh? You'll be up there praying and thanking some little boy on the side of a throne saying that's Jesus. Jesus is that little boy on the side of the throne. Well, who's sitting on the throne? God? Huh? That's the way that they put it in your brain. They'll make you think God is sitting on the throne and Jesus right beside God. Huh? Come on, but they don't understand. The word done told you. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested or made known in the flesh. Just like the children of partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil, right? All of our lifetimes we were subject to him. And the Lord come down in the flesh and died on Calvary's cross, got up out that grave to make a way for us to escape death, to allow us to cross from death unto life. Huh? He wants you to praise him for that, saint. He wants you to do not. People say, well, why do you all have communion? Or why are we going to partake of that bread and that wine? Well, I think we should do it this way. I think we should do it that way. I don't care how you do it. Don't forget the reason behind it. He said that you might remember what he did to put you in the position that you are in. It is a time for you to remember. That was Israel's problem. They had a memory issue. They had forgotten what Jesus did for them. That's true. They were praising him when they were coming out of Egypt. One sister took a tambourine and started playing it. And Israel was singing praises. Then they went along in the journey. That praise turned back into what it was before. The real them came out. See, a lot of times we wonder why the Lord take us through sometimes so long. Because he's trying to expose you for who you really are. You keep functioning in this facade, huh? In this illusion that you're not really being honest with yourself. But then in the hardness, when things start getting difficult, the real you surfaces. The real you comes out. Why does the Lord want the real you to come out? So that you know what you need to pray for. You need to know what's keeping you from being fully committed to Jesus, right? That's true. For the Lord being able to fully use you. Can't use you when you got that little shaky stuff. That little gray area in your life. Lord want all that gray area to be removed. He want the light to fully shine. Huh? Y'all believe that? Lord want the light to fully shine. He want every area of your life to know that Jesus Christ is God. That there is not another. That Jesus is not a substitute. Jesus is not a representative of God. Jesus is God himself. Huh? That's right. God took the time to give himself a name which is above every name. And Jesus wants to hear you praise his name. He wants you to walk around with an appreciation, a deep gratitude that he gave you the opportunity to say his name. There were generations that came before you that didn't know the value of the name. Huh? They didn't know the value of the name. They didn't know how to appreciate the name. And they say, oh, let's pray. And they go off and saying some long, drawn-out stuff. But, you know, uttering all these lavish words and all this other kind of stuff. But the Lord is looking for a people that just want to hold on to the name. Just simply just say Jesus. Huh? That's true. Simply say Jesus and let that name satisfy. Let that name satisfy your soul. Right? Come on, that's true. He just want you and I to be satisfied just calling on his name. That's the truth. You don't want to get sidetracked. You don't want to get off. You want to make sure you keep your brain focused. I have to praise him. Because one day I didn't have a mind. One day I was in sin. Sin had a hold of me. Sin had a grasp on me. Sin was trying to kill me. Sin had me like I was way out there in the ocean. Like I didn't have no hope, no kind of rescue. But then came Jesus out of nowhere. Gave me a mind to get my life together, right? That's true. Jesus wants to be praised. He lets you come across people. Even in your home, in your family, in your neighborhood. You walk right by them, don't pay them no attention. But the Lord lets you walk right by them people to remind you. That was you. That was you. You didn't have no mind to be saved. But the Lord, because of his grace and his mercy, what did he do? He plucked you out. Right? He pulled you out. He pulled you out of all of that stuff. And he revealed himself to you. Huh? It is though the light shine, the light in the darkness. Scripture said he commanded the light to do what? Shine. He in your mind. Not in the mind of everybody else, but in your mind. He commanded that light to do what? Shine. That's right. That's right. Come on. Read 106. Psalm again. Praise ye. Praise ye the Lord. Right? Oh, give thanks. Why? Why do we thank Jesus, saints? Huh? Come on. Come on. You ain't got no mind to thank him because you don't realize how good the Lord is. But when you realize how good Jesus is, you get a mind to say, I thank you, Jesus. I don't need nobody to coach me. I don't need nobody to remind me. That's my responsibility. It is my responsibility to go in my own mind and look at what Jesus did for me. Right? Come on. That's the truth. Come on. That's what he's looking for. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And then he's giving you the reason why you want to thank him. Why do I thank him? For he is good. He is good in his mercy. His mercy has been with me all of my life. And I thank him. His mercy ain't through yet. Huh? Come on. Next second. I'm still getting mercy. Next second. I'm still getting mercy. Right? Do y'all realize every second of the clock, you're going into mercy. One writer said it's brand new mercy. This is mercy that you haven't experienced before. Don't get used to your breath. Don't get used to your heart. Every time your heart beats, every time you blow out and breathe in, you are experiencing the mercy of Jesus. Huh? Y'all understand that? Every time you move your body, you are experiencing the mercy of Jesus. You need to get it embedded in your mind. His mercy endures for how long? Forever, right? His mercy endures forever, right? Come on, let's read a little bit more. Who can utter? Are you part of the who? Huh? Who can utter the mighty acts of Jesus? I'm glad I'm a part of the who. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm glad I'm a part of the who. I realize the Lord could have cut me off a long time ago. But he gave me a mind to assemble myself together with the saints. Huh? Some folk come up with all kind of different doctrines, different rules. Huh? Say, oh, no, I don't go to church every night. Huh? I have a routine. I have my own schedule. Huh? Come on, I got my own schedule. Well, what is your schedule? I come this night, and then I don't come the next night and the next night, but then I come another night. Why do you do it that way? Because this is what I can afford. Huh? And Jesus knows my heart. Jesus knows what I can afford to do. And while you all are over there doing what you're doing, I'm doing the same thing in my home. Huh? Where'd you get that teaching at? Who taught you a thing like that? Who gave you that idea to do something like that? It was nobody but the Lord. A lying spirit has got a hold of you. Jesus is not going to teach you to do nothing like that. Don't you know what you're doing is against his word? His word tells you not to neglect the assembling of yourselves together. As the manner of some is. But as you see the coming of Jesus getting closer, you ought to draw yourself closer to Jesus, right? That's what the word tells you to do. Huh? Word don't say because you're getting older. Huh? Word don't tell you because you're getting older. You can take a back seat to serving Jesus. No, you cannot. Come on, you got too many witnesses. There was an old woman. Huh? Even while she was there waiting for the birth of Jesus. Y'all realize that? She said, I'm going to stay here at the temple just so I can see him. See who? Him that was promised. Him that was foretold of old. She said, I'm going to sit right here at the temple and I'm going to wait till I see him. And when she saw Jesus, she praised him. She said, now I realize my soul is at peace. Why? Because I saw the fulfillment of what the prophets had foretold, right? She was looking for reasons to praise him, right? She did it in her old age. Huh? She did it in her old age. Huh? Don't you be like Zacchaeus. Huh? Saying, because I'm old, I can't do. I can't fulfill what the Lord said. Huh? Lord took the ability out of his mouth. Huh? He should have been able to praise Jesus. He should have been able to thank Jesus. He should have been able to witness to the mighty acts of Jesus. But because of his unbelief, the Lord took his ability away from him. But when the Lord gave it back to him, he could not keep his mouth shut. Huh? He said, I owe him praise. I owe him thanks. Why? Because of his mighty acts, right? Even in my old age, he allowed me to be a witness, right? Even in my old age, he allowed me to be a witness.
Huh?
Yeah, Lord, don't you let these doctors talk you out of your responsibility? Huh? Don't you let these reports sidetrack you from your mission? Huh? The Lord wants to show you something. Even in your old age, what does he want to show you? The same thing he want to show the young folk. What do he want to show us? His mighty acts. Huh? Lord wants you to see how mighty he is, right? How mighty he is. How he's able to defy. Huh? Y'all believe that? He's able to defy all of the laws that speak against you. Huh? You say, I got a little bit of dementia. Huh? Lord says, let me show you my mighty act. Even when you can't remember this person's name and that person's name, when it comes to my relationship with you, there's one thing I'm going to keep at the forefront of your mind. I'm going to keep the name in the forefront of your mind. Even when you don't know who I am, even you don't know who her is, but you know who Jesus is. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Oh, that's all that matters. Don't let me forget Jesus, right? Don't let me forget Jesus. Don't let me forget Jesus. No matter what I go through, don't let me forget Jesus. Huh? Don't let me throw Jesus to the back burner. Huh? I want to forever stay a part of the who. Huh? Come on. Y'all see in verse number 2? I ain't getting much further yet, but that's right. The Lord looking for something from you, saints. Do y'all understand that? He's looking for something from you. Don't you come in here and sit down on Jesus. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. The Lord is looking for you to tell. Tell how mighty the Lord is. Tell, I ain't got nothing to say. Did he wake you up this morning? Huh? Somebody in the earth didn't get up. Huh? Somebody in the earth ain't got the activities of the limbs. The Lord wants you to tell how mighty he is, right? Nobody but Jesus woke me up this morning.
Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus gave me the mind to come in and praise him. Huh? He put a song of praise. Huh? I thank him. He put a song of praise. I ain't looking for it. He put it in me. He put a song of praise down inside of my heart. Huh? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it when it seems like don't nobody else got a song to sing. Seems like some saints just got a song back to back. Somebody say, you don't want to sing, I'll sing. Why? Because the Lord put a song of praise down there. And I'm trying to say, don't let nobody rob that from you. Don't let nobody rob that from you. You better keep on praising Jesus while you have an opportunity, right? That's true.
Thank you, Lord.
Anybody else singing? Well, that's you. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him while I can praise him. You say praise service is open? I got to praise. Huh? I got something to thank Jesus for. Say, anybody got nothing to testify? I'll testify. What will you tell? I thank Jesus for the mind to want to be saved. I thank Jesus for bringing me out of that life of sin. Gross darkness. He just bring me out of darkness. He brought me out of gross darkness. I could not see my way. But because Jesus said, let there be light, I can clearly see, right? I can clearly see.
Clearly
know what's right before me. I clearly know the path. Huh? I clearly know my goal. Huh? Some folks don't see the goal. Some people see the goal as being new this, new that. No, that ain't the goal. The goal I want to see is a new body. I want to get out of this body and get in a new body. Huh? I want to be able to get in the body that does not have the limitations of this body. Huh? This body gets sleepy. This body gets sick. This body got all kind of negative emotions flying through it.
I want the Lord to deliver me from this body of death. Huh? Come on, saints. That's all this is a body of death, right? Bunch of death.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Bunch of death.
Yeah, Lord.
All that negative stuff is death.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? And if you give in to it, you're going to go right where the body's going. Huh?
Hallelujah.
The body is going down and you going down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
come on, is that the truth?
Yes,
nah, I don't want to go down, Jesus. I don't want the Lord to think in his mind that I desire to go down nowhere. I want to be caught up. Huh? Lord gave me elevated thinking. Huh? I'm living elevated. I'm not living down here. I'm living elevated. Huh? I'm setting my affections on things above. Huh? Is that true? You worried about what's going on down here. I'm worried about missing. I don't want to miss. Y'all understand that? All this stuff trying to distract. I don't want to miss what the Lord got prepared for me. Huh? Oh, yeah, saints, I'm trying to tell you. This thing is deep. Huh? This thing is deep. How unbelief will creep up into your home. Huh? It'll creep up into your home and try to snatch away the faith. Huh? Come on. I'm determined. I'm determined. My house is a house of faith. Huh? Oh, yeah, my house is a house of faith. And those that don't believe, I'm telling you, you're not going to be comfortable. You're not going to be comfortable living in my house. Because everywhere you turn, we're going to do what's right. Huh? Whether you like it or whether you don't, we're going to do what is right. We're going to please the Lord Jesus. Even when it's dark, even when don't nobody see you, we're going to please the Lord Jesus. And if you don't want to do it, you got the whole world out there. It's a whole world waiting for you. Huh? That's true. Unbelief be trying to creep in. Trying to creep in and take root. Huh? Trying to creep in and put its claws. Huh? And say, no, I'm not going to let it go. Nah. Jesus is mightier. Huh? The God that I serve is mightier. Come on, do y'all believe that, saints? The God that we serve is mightier. Huh? When I look at the heavens, huh? When I look at all of the handiwork of the Lord Jesus, I say, oh, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Huh? Come on, saints, are you like that? When I look at the handiwork of Jesus, I say, oh, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. You can save my children. Amen, Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you. You can release that collar from over the mind of my loved ones. There's nothing too hard for you. Do y'all believe that? Come on, saints. You got to believe it with all of your heart. You got to go up into the hospital room. Every time they say we got to run this test, we got to run this. No. Oh, Lord. Nothing too hard for you. Oh, Jesus is greater. Huh? Jesus is greater.
Yes, he is.
Huh?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Is that what Psalms say? Who? Who can utter? And what that word utter mean? That Lord mean the Lord is looking for you. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth, right? Tell it. Tell it. Huh? Tell it. Even though they don't want to hear it, tell it. Huh? Walk through your front door telling it. Huh? See the handiwork of Jesus. Huh? See the handiwork of Jesus. I thank the Lord every time the Lord let me walk through my front door. I realized there was a day and a time when I didn't have all of it. Huh? Well, I was limited to a back room. Huh? Y'all don't know it because it wasn't you. But I know the mighty hand of Jesus. Lord said, let me move them all out the way. And let me give it to you, right? Huh? The mighty works. Y'all understand it? The mighty works of Jesus. question, who can utter it?
Who can utter it?
Huh? Me. Who? I can tell it. Nobody want to listen. I'm still going to tell it. I'm still going to tell it. The Lord is mighty. Huh? Ain't nothing weak about my God. Huh? There's nothing weak about the God that I serve. Huh? When he brings you out, he brings you out. He brings you out with a mighty outstretched arm. Huh? When that devil didn't want to let you go, look at the handiwork of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
He bring you out with a mighty hand. Lord, grab hold of you. Huh? I thank him for grabbing hold of you. Lord, grab hold of you. And every demon that try to pry the fingers of the Lord apart, Lord, say no. Come on. Lord, say no. This is my child. Come on, saints. I know it don't yet appear what we shall be. Because you keep looking at yourself. But you got to have a confidence. You got to look beyond what you see. What do you see? I see the Lord strong and mighty. I see the Lord mighty in battle, right? I see a God that has never lost a battle. Y'all hear me, saints? I serve a God that has never lost a battle. He wins every fight. He wins every fight. But the question is still the same. Who can do what? Utter. Don't let the devil make you think you don't have nothing to say. You got something to thank the Lord for. And the Lord want to hear from you. Y'all understand that? The Lord wants to hear from you. You ought to go back and evaluate your life. How many times did I come in and didn't say nothing? Who get the glory out of that? Who get the glory out of you keeping your silence? Who get the glory out of you sitting in your seat? Jesus don't get no glory out of that. Lord is looking for you to praise him, right? Lord is looking for you to praise him, right? Every time he bring you into his sanctuary. This is his house, isn't it? Every time the Lord bring you into his house. He's looking for something. He's looking for something from you. You are the who. You are the who that scripture is looking at. And he's asking you a question. Who can utter? That means you got to open up your mouth. Who can utter what? The mighty acts of the Lord. Who can show forth not some. That's why we don't say, come on, let's give the Lord some praise. You want to get it in your mind. I got to give Jesus everything. I got to give him everything my body can give him, right? I got to present this body as a what? A living. I got to give the Lord all of it. Not some. I got to give Jesus all of it. Why? Because he deserves it. He deserves the praise, doesn't he, saints? Come on, let's go to verse number 3. Blessed are they that keep his judgment, and he that doth righteousness. At what time? Well, y'all heard this phrase from me. What I keep telling y'all, we got to do what's right. I say it all, I keep saying it over and over again. Because I know you're not with me all the time. I know there are times of your life when you're going to be by yourself. And I need you to get it in your brain. I need to do what is right. Even when I'm around a bunch of people that don't believe in doing right, I got to do what is right, right? Even if I got to stay it all by myself, right? Even if they call you weird. You're weird. Well, let me be weird. That means I'm lining up with the scripture. Peculiar means weird. Did y'all know that? That word peculiar, you are peculiar people. That means you are a weird people, right? Now, I'm not telling you to go be putting a clown suit on. You wear a garment of praise. Let your garments be a garment of righteousness. Come on, saints, is that the truth? Let them look at you and say, oh, don't you even bother to go tell them. Don't you even bother to get them to sign that. Why? Because they don't want no part of that. They don't want no part of your liquor. They don't want no part of your fun games. They don't want no part of your nasty conversations. Why? Because they want to do right all the time. Is that the truth, saints? I got a mind I want to do right all the time. You come catch me 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to still have a mind I want to do right. Come on, saints, is that the truth? I ain't walking in nobody's back alley. I ain't creeping out of nobody's back door. I got a mind I want to do right, right? I got a mind I want to do right. I ain't got no baby slipping up. You're not going to come in here one service and find a pregnant woman in the back seat. Now when I got a mind to do right. Elder Scudder only gave 2 children. And they buy 1 wife. Why? How could you do something like that, Elder Scudder? Because I got a mind. I got a mind to do right all. Am I reading outside of the book? Do y'all understand this? I think y'all should have that highlighted. You got to have a mind and want to do right all the time. You can't pick and choose. You got to have a mind and want to do right all the time. Who's going to ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who's going to stand in his holy place? He that had what? Clean hands and a pure. You got to want to do right all the time, right? Even when that man cuts you off. Even when that man or that woman cusses you out. Even when that woman come and shake it in front of your face. You got to have a mind and say, Jesus. And look at you. You don't want, what that lady say? You don't want none of this, Jesus. I don't want none of this, Jesus. I want to be saved, right? I mean to go back with the Lord when he comes. Amen. Amen. You got to have a mind and want to do right all the time. Saints. You can't pick and choose. I know it's easy living holy on Sunday, but there's 6 more days outside of Sunday. And you need the Lord to find you holy. It didn't say just some days. Every day, all the time.
Thank you.
Well, they all just gotta, you mean to tell me, every thought can't be right all the time. That's what you're praying for. What do you think you're fasting for? What do you think you're crying out to the Lord for? So that he can help you. Help you with who? You. Help you with you. Help you to realize it's not the people that's the problem, it's me. It's not the people that's the problem, it's me. And the Lord has given me time and space to get me right. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth, saints? We always, I know, that thing hit every time somebody new come into church or whatever. They say, I'll be looking around. But I think the Lord Jesus came in here recently. They ain't got no mind to be looking at you. Wherever they was at, they got that part they got right. You don't come to church to be looking at everybody else. You come here to focus on your own soul. But then every now and then you get one that come in here and want to scrutinize and evaluate everybody. And then they want to ask questions. I thought y'all was supposed to be saved. You missing the big picture. The Lord didn't bring you in here for you to evaluate me. He brought you in here to evaluate yourself, to get you right. And he gave you a long altar. Y'all understand this? We may not have seen an altar this long, but you got a long altar.
Yes.
You say, now, ain't enough space. You can squeeze in this.
Right.
If you really want to be saved, you'll squeeze right on up in this. But I don't want to bump into nobody. Just put your hands up like that. Lord know what you're trying to do. You let the Lord know, Jesus, I'm down here because I want to be saved.
Jesus.
That's true.
Yes, Lord.
He'll pick you up.
Yes, Lord.
out of that squeezed state.
Yeah. Yeah.
The handiwork of the Lord.
Yeah.
The mighty hand of Jesus.
Yeah.
Will pick you up from that squeezed state.
Yeah.
And give you plenty of space to praise him.
Yeah.
You'll jump up off your knees.
Yeah.
And then you'll be all feeling all right. Ain't nobody around.
Yeah.
The Lord just let the Lord say, be free.
Right.
Be free and praise.
Yeah.
Be free and praise me.
Yeah.
Be free and praise me.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Come on. He wants you to do right at all times.
Yeah.
Come on. Next verse. I'm going to let y'all go. I know my time is done. Remember me. Didn't I tell y'all number four is what Israel had a problem with?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. They didn't forget their mom and their daddy. But their mom and daddy didn't bring them out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
They didn't forget Moses. They argued with Moses. But Moses didn't bring them out. Well, who did they forget? They forgot the Lord. Huh? But what did the Lord tell them in the beginning? Remember me. Huh? Remember me, O Lord. Huh? Huh? Keep going. Yes. Now, one thing I can say is not as though the Lord don't forget us, but we sure forget him.
Yes,
we sure forget Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
That's why we have to ask the Lord to help us.
Yeah.
Stuff get a little difficult and we throw Jesus as though he don't even exist.
Jesus.
As though he haven't done nothing for us.
Jesus.
Huh? As though he haven't even done anything for us.
Jesus.
Huh? Come on.
Jesus.
Right, I said, remember me, O Lord.
Jesus, with the favor that thou bearest to the people.
Yes.
Oh, visit me with thy
salvation. Yes, keep going.
That I may good of the child,
yes.
That I may rejoice in the gladness.
Oh, keep going.
That I may glory with thine inheritance.
Keep going.
We have sinned with our
Father. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Iniquity.
See what the Lord, this is what you keep before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go running past your shortcomings. A lot of folk want to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But then they don't want to remember what they did wrong. And the Lord is saying, I can't hear none of your praise until you tell me the errors of your ways. Y'all understand that? The thing that got you off track, you need to be broken. Huh? I mean contrite. And ask the Lord to take that thing away from me. In other words, don't let it dominate me. Don't let those thoughts keep fishing around in my head. Don't y'all realize that's why the thoughts keep swimming around?
Because
they think that they got a place. They think that they got a house to dwell in. And you need the Lord to deliver you from all of that stuff and let those thoughts know there's no room for you here, right? No room for you here. No place for you to be comfortable. Keep going. Read it. Read a little bit more.
That we have committed iniquity.
Yes. Yes.
Our fathers understood not the wonders in Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And remembered not the multitude of thy mercy.
Yes.
But provoked him.
What did they do? They provoked him.
At the Red Sea,
right?
Red Sea.
After the Lord did all of those wonderful works for them, they got to that Red Sea and said, let us go back to Egypt. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
What did the Lord show them in Egypt? He showed them pestilence. That's part of pestilence. The frogs, flies, all of the darkness. The water turned into blood. Huh? Flies. Huh? Fire from the hell or whatever that stuff was. Huh? That's your death. The death angel was passing through the land. Huh? And they remember that night. Lord told them, to stay in me with a stab in your hand. Now, where there wasn't no night for you to be talking about, let's get extra sleep. He said, eat that food with haste. Huh? All they heard on outside the window was crying and groaning. But the Lord spared them, right? But then when they got to this Red Sea, they said it'd be better for us to go back into Egypt than for us to die here in this wilderness. Read a little bit more. Come on.
He saved them for his name.
Why did the Lord save them? Why are you saved? Y'all understand that? That's the only reason why you out of your sin. Is for the name of the Lord Jesus. Huh? Keep going.
For his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known.
Right. In whose life? Huh? I want the people to see I'm a witness for Jesus. Are you a witness for the Lord? I want the people to see that I'm a witness for Jesus. I'm a sanctified witness. Huh? I'm a bold witness. Huh? Who are you a witness for? A witness for my Lord, right? Next verse.
Rebuked the Red Sea also.
And he dried up.
So he led them through the death as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
See, them folk you think you laying up in the bed with, you say, yeah, I love you. But you can see the hand of the Lord pulling you from out of that bed. Huh? Pulling you from out of there. And the Lord let you turn around and look back where you were laying at so freely. And let you see, Jesus, I was sleeping with the enemy.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Y'all understand that? I was sleeping beside somebody that would have cut my throat. Y'all understand? Y'all don't understand this thing. You were sleeping beside a pure devil.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And if it was up to that devil, you would be dead.
Right.
Huh? Huh? You honest, you know they tried to kill you a couple of times. You won't tell it all, but you realize they was trying to kill me. This demon of late was trying to kill me. But the Lord said, I pulled you out of that bed. Huh? Now, ain't nobody but the devil got a hold of your mind for you to go back. Huh? Maybe we're gonna try to go work this thing out. You crazy. You done lost it, you cuckoo. Huh? Lord pulled you out of there. Everybody understand? Huh? A bed of death. Huh? What does the bed of death look like? Go ask that wild woman. Huh? Said the good man is gone. Huh? He's taking his leave. She said, I have perfumed myself. I'm going to let you know that I'm here. She's jingling her ankles. Jingling ankles that got the bell.
Yeah.
She's jingling her ankles to let you know I'm available. Huh?
Yeah.
You wear all that jewelry, be clinking, 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 clinking. Folks know you coming. You wonder why you got robbed. They know you coming. Clinky, 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 clinky. All on your wrist. Clinky, 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 clinky. Huh?
Yeah.
He said, the bed is set.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the writer say? This is the bed to hell.
Yeah.
Huh? See, when the Lord saved you, he bring you out of the bed.
Yeah.
He bring you out the bed that leads to hell, right?
Yeah. Right.
That's part of his salvation.
Jesus.
Huh? Now, don't go creeping back up in it. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Come on. Read verse number 10 again.
And he saved you
from the hand of him that did what? That hated you.
And redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left.
Yes.
Then believed they his words and they sang his praise.
Yeah. What did they do? What did they do? Don't let this be who you are.
Right.
Don't be praising him one moment.
Right.
And then when things get hard, you forget.
Right.
Huh? Is that what the verse says? Yeah.
Soon forgot his words. They waited not for his counsel.
So that's why I tell you all, sometimes you just got to stay there. You got to stay humble before the Lord until the Lord God. What have we learned in our Bible lesson? Mm-hmm. To let Jesus lead and guide us.
Yes.
That means you got to learn to be what? Patient. Be still. Don't be so quick to move. Be still and let the Lord do what? Counsel you. Huh? Get you where you need to be at so that you can make wise choices, wise decisions, right? Keep going.
But they waited not for counsel, but lusted exceedingly.
Whoa, ho, ain't say no love. They go that other L word. That word that drives the whole world.
Yeah.
Huh? The world, that's a facade.
Mm-hmm.
The world says love, but behind it is really lust.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah. They don't know no love. They don't know no love. You can't know love unless you know Jesus.
Right, right,
All you know is how to do what? Lust. Lust is a strong, intense appetite. And they hide behind that. Hide behind lust with passion. Oh, baby, I love you. Oh, you all rubbing on. Oh, I love you. That ain't no love. That's lust. Huh? Huh? That's the truth. That's all that is. That's lust. What does love look like, Elder Scudder? It don't look like all of that. It's kind. It's easily to be entreated. Doesn't boast herself up. Doesn't think ill will. Huh? It believes in all. Hopes in all. Huh? Is that it bears all. It goes through, right? Love. It suffereth long. Is that the truth? Love. Huh? Come on.
Steadfast exceedingly in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And tempted God in the desert.
Yes.
And he gave them their request.
What did he do? You got to be careful what you ask for. Huh? Amen. You got to be careful what you ask for. Lord Jesus, don't let me ask for nothing outside of your will. Let my request align with your will for my life. Keep going.
And he gave them their request, but sent me into their soul.
In other words, the pockets got fat, but what did the soul get? Huh? The pockets get fat. But what about your what? Your soul. That's why one writer said, what does it profit you to do what gained this whole world? And then do what? Keep going.
They envied Moses also in the camp.
Yeah, they couldn't. I can't stand that old preacher. Don't hate me, Elder Scudder. Please, I'm trying to tell y'all, saints, don't hate Elder Scudder. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Don't think that these are personal comments to you. This is what the Lord's word says, right? I love each and every one of you. Y'all understand that? I really do. I really do, and I want the best for each and every one of you. Don't let the devil creep in your mind and make you think that I'm trying to hold you back. Huh? That's the truth. That devil do that. He creeped in so many people's minds and say, oh, Elder Scudder don't know what he's talking about. I own a young man. He don't know what he's talking about. Boy, you old enough. I'm old enough to be your grandparent. Boy. You keep on with that foolish thinking. Keep right on with that foolish thinking and foolish living. You better hear what thus saith the Lord. Huh? I know Jesus is real. I know he's real, and I know he used me. Because I don't know nothing about any of you. Don't know nothing about any. I don't peek in your windows. I don't drive down your streets. Y'all understand that? But the genuineness of this word, it finds you out. Huh? It steps on your toe. Huh? And you know it. Huh? You have to wonder, say, oh, how he know that? I don't know it. But you ain't paying attention to the voice that is speaking to you. Huh? The Lord knows all of these things. And he knows just how to give you what you need. Huh? To get you where you need to be at. Huh? You just listen. Right? You just humbly listen to Jesus, right? Come on, I want to get down to verse 21. I'm going to let y'all go.
It says in 17, the earth opened and yep. Swallowed up
things. Isn't that the truth? Keep going.
The fire was kindled in that company. The flame burned up the wicked.
Jesus.
They made a calf and
horses. Uh-huh. Remember Aaron said, I didn't mean to do this. Mm-hmm. They brought the gold to me. Mm-hmm. And for some kind of way, the calf just appeared. You're lying, Aaron. You were the skilled one in Israel. See how the devil gets you right out there? And you don't even be honest with yourself. Aaron told them what to do. Huh? Said, bring me all of the gold and the treasures. And what did Aaron do? Aaron used his skill, his art, and he sculpted that chaff. Huh? And then he wanted to try to act innocent when the hand of the Lord was against it, right? Try to hide. Oh, Moses, I don't know what's going on, Moses. Oh, Moses, this is horrible. Lord said, I see you. Huh? Whether Moses see you or not, I see you. Huh? And what happened to old brother Aaron? the same thing that happened to old brother Moses. What happened to them, Elder Scudder? They could not get in. Why? Because they missed a valuable lesson from Jesus. He said, I expect you to do right all the time. Huh? Not sometimes. He expects us to do right all the time. Keep going.
They made a calf in
Horeb
and worshiped the molten image.
Yes.
Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox.
Yep.
Yep.
They
forgot God.
What did they do?
God, the Lord their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt.
Yes. That's what I was. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to get to 21. And if y'all look in your bulletin, y'all see verses 7, 13, and 21. You see a pattern there. The error was not on Jesus' side, because Jesus says, I remember you, right?
Yeah.
Jesus remembers us.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the error at? It's on us. Because what did they do when things got hard? Huh? Scripture says they forgot Jesus. And we don't want to do that, saints, okay?
Yeah.
The thing that fuels unbelief, just like I say, doubt is a poison to unbelief. Mm-hmm. Well, what fuels that unbelief is your memory,
yeah,
your lack of it,
yeah,
your lack of recalling the things that Jesus have done for you,
mm-hmm,
how Jesus have brought you out, your lack of appreciating the mercy,
yeah,
the mighty works of Jesus,
yeah,
and how merciful he has been to you, not just some of your life, all of your life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Even when people get tired of hearing it, you don't get tired of saying it. Some of you, I know your testimonies a lot of time before you even say it, but that don't have nothing to do with you and Jesus.
Nope.
You say it over and over again. Why? Because the Lord showed you how mighty he is, right?
Yeah.
And he wants you to do what? Right? And he wants you to praise him. Now look, I got my own. You got your own. And the Lord, you dare not hold your peace. Every time you got an opportunity to tell it, stand up and tell it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell it, the Lord brought me out. He touched my body.
Yes.
Right? Tell it, tell it, tell it. Like I said, some of you may be able to say, I already know what you're going to say. You said, the Lord did this for you, the Lord did that for you, the Lord did this for you. And just look and say, yeah, and I praise him.
Yeah.
You don't understand how close to death I was. I praise Jesus. And I want him to know I thank him and I appreciate what he did for me. Next service come in, I got a testimony, right? What you going to say? I thank the Lord for touching my body. Huh? That's right. He was. That was a mighty act Jesus showed you. It's true, saint. So don't hold back praise that is due to Jesus. All right. All right. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word that you may not.